net. And here comes the run-up, and Meaden dies quickly. No, it does not make it over the net. Looked like it was going to be a let serve, but it stopped, and it gives a point back to Luther. They lead by one. They get the serve. Kayla Schultz will serve. Ithaca and North Crawford are tied at one in that Ridge and Valley rematch tonight. North Crawford defeated the Bulldogs early in the season. Here's the serve. Knuckleball fielded near side by the Hornets. Set up and then driven over by Meaden. Here's the set on the right side. Knuckled over that time by the Luther Knights. Here's the shot up. Blocked by Motzke. And down it goes. And Luther leads 19-17. Motzke and Horseman playing well there in the front row. And Luther back in front by two in the third. There's the serve. Cut off by Meaden. Darling left side. And the ball is going to be hit by Tidrick. Blocked again by Luther. Pushed over by Darling. Luther tries again on the right side. Clark takes a swing. Blocked down by the Hornets. Lily Tidrick with a great block kill. That makes it 19-18. Soleil Ewing will serve. Hornets within one in the third. There's the serve. Fielded now by Luther. They'll set it on the right side. There's a lift called on Luther. And we're tied at 19. 19 each here in the third. Down the stretch, Soleil Ewing with a serve. Fielded now by Luther. They'll get it to the right side. Clark softly takes it over. Fielded by Meaden. Ewing passes to Pauls, and she gets it over. Diving dig. Nice save by Luther. And they can't get over on hit number three, and the Hornets take a lead. It's been a long time coming for Richland Center in this third. They led early at 1-0, and then they led 4-2. Timeout taken by Luther. Hornets by one in the third, 20-19. Richland Center won the opener, 25-14. Luther won the second, 25-15. More in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Luther ends the volley with a big kill there by Horseman, and we're tied at 20, right in the middle of the storm here at Richland Center. Here's the serve by Luther. There's the dig. Pass to the left side for the Hornets. Pauls takes it over. Backed up by Clark, gets it over. Tidrick sets it, and the Hornets collide, and Luther gains a point. 21-20, Luther in the third. Storming hard, lightning as well here in Richland Center, so be careful if you're out and about there tonight. Here's the serve by Luther. There's the dig and then passed by the Hornets. Ball shot over, kept live by
Wright County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
22 apiece in the third set. We got cut off in the storm. We're back here at the Fieldhouse, and the Hornets get it over. Left side shot by Luther. Back to the Hornets. Now to the middle. Tidrick knuckles it over. Fielded by Barr. Pass to the right side. There's Schiebel dropping it over. Nice diving dig by Ewing. Freeballed it over. Left side, but it goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Luther on a side out. 23-22. Hornets will take a timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. 23-22. Luther. We're even in sets at one apiece. And again, got cut off a little bit in the big lightning strike. We were disconnected just a little bit ago. So, again, soccer action going on at River Valley tonight. Kind of surprised at the last word. Tim Feed told me that it was still going on, so maybe lightning is not as much a factor at River Valley. You wouldn't expect it on the 24th of October, would you? We're getting it tonight. Good thing this one isn't being played outdoors, huh? Boy, what a set, what a match this is tonight. Luther has come to town to play some good ball against the Richland Center Hornets. Hornets are going to have to dig deep to try and advance to the regional final tonight. And getting a good challenge from Luther coming in as a fifth seed, Richland Center a fourth seed. You knew that even based on the sets and the seeds, I should say, it was going to be a good one. Here's the serve after the timeout. Hornets receive it. Cosgrove passes it left side. Pauls knuckles it over. Saved by Luther. Set to the middle. Horseman takes it over. And there is a violation called on Luther. We're going to say that they hit the net, so we are tied at 23. 23 apiece. Serving will be Lily Tidrick. Tidrick steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded near side by Luther. They get the set for the shot over the top that time by Schiebel. Hornets work at the Cosgrove in the middle. Left side, Pauls. Nope. They're going to be called for a double hit. Hornets called for a double hit again. The officials calling it tight tonight, but they have all night, and both teams experiencing that. All of a sudden, Luther has game point. 24-23. Here's the serve by Barr. Fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove. Pauls takes a shot out of bounds. And was it tipped? No. It's a win for Luther. 25-23. Luther takes the lead. 2-1. The Hornets now forced to try and win 2 in a row here tonight. Action coming your way courtesy of the Boosters tonight. WIA Tournament Volleyball. Set number 4 is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Stats on the third set tonight, 4 kills for Sienna Horseman and 3 kills for Kayla Schiebel. For Richland Center, 2 kills for Soleil Ewing and an ace, a kill and an ace for Danica Pauls. And the Hornets trying to get back on track here. They switch sides now. Richland Center won the opener, 25-14. Luther has proceeded to win the next two, 25-15 and 25-23. WIAA Tournament Soccer, we are told that Richland Center and River Valley Soccer now in delay. We had anticipated that. Who would have thought that on the 24th of October, you're playing in a WIAA Tournament Soccer match and you're worrying about lightning? But that is the case tonight. Valley is up 1-0 in that one. So far at the studio, 22/100ths of an inch of rain. No watches or warnings, but that radar picture does look a little dicey in terms of some heavy rain in some areas. Ithaca and North Crawford are tied at 1. West Salem up on Reedsburg, 2-0. Edgewood leading the Dells, 2-0 tonight. Fenimore and Cashton tied with a set apiece. And last word, Brookwood was up on Kickapoo, 2-0. And Cuba City was up on Viroqua, 2-0. North Crawford and Ithaca, as mentioned, tied at 1 at last, as Richland Center right now needs to win 2 here in Richland Center to try and move on to the next level. Go Conference champs of the Southwest Conference, but these runners-up from the Cooley playing some good volleyball here on the road tonight. Boy, Luther struggled and truthfully did not look very strong in the opener. But somewhere along the line, they woke up, and they have been really getting in rhythm. And the Hornets kind of on their heels here, trying to get back some of the momentum they had early. Luther will serve. Here we go. The fourth set is underway on the serve by Zittel. Popped to the net by Pauls. Passed by Cosgrove. And Ewing drives it over. Fielded now by Luther. Quick set to the net. Shot over. And it is down for number 10, Maggie Batine. 1-0. Batine gets the kill. She is very good there in that middle along with Bella Motsky. Serving again, Allie Zittel. Here's the serve, and it's going to drop in. Wow, that one dropped right in the L. Oh, my goodness. That'll make it 2-0. Richland Center could do no wrong in the opening set. Now it seems that Luther can do no wrong. 2-0 they lead. Here's the serve. Knuckleball near side. That one is out of bounds. It is 2-1. Dodgeville up on River Valley, 2-1 in that action going on this evening. Aquinas-Lee Darlington, 2-1. That's interesting tonight. Not seeing as many sweeps as we did in the first round, and that's typical. Here's the serve by the Hornets, set by Luther on the left side. Over the top, going to be fielded now by the Hornets, pushed over by Darling. Again, the pass to the right side, getting it over is Schiebel. Hornets try with the pass to Ewing. Soleil drops it over, fielded by Zittel. Now the pass to the left side and the shot over the top. In for Bella Motsky. Luther is getting some unbelievable shots in, and that'll make it 3-1. Motsky with a kill. Seneca leading Wanewak Center 2-1. Again, some of these scores surprised me a little bit. I thought maybe Seneca was going to be the kind of overmatched with Wanewak Center, but it's not a sweep. Ball comes to the left side for the Hornets. Here's Ewing driving it over. Fielded now by Luther. And there's a lift called on Luther. That'll make it 3-2. Hornets get a point back. Into the ball game for Richland Center will be Lily Tidrick, front left. And Carly Meaden will serve. Meaden with a jump serve. Now it's going to be played by Luther to the middle. Shot is over. Blocked straight up by Tidrick. Again, pass to the right side. Luther shot blocked down. It goes. Lily Tidrick with a great block. And we are tied at 3. Richland Center's Carly Meaden will serve. Meaden moves all the way to the near side. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Luther. And this one misplayed. And the Hornets take the lead. 4-3. Luther struggling a little bit on its passing, and it's serve-receive right there, and the Hornets try to take advantage. Here comes Meaden with the run-up, and then there's the serve. Fielded by Barr, set for the middle. Ball tipped by the Hornets, kept live. They pinball it around. Huber hit number 3, can't get it over as she chased it up into the stands, and we're tied at 4. Well, there's no tomorrow for the Hornets. They've got to win 4 to get to 5. So a lot of pressure on him. Luther has to win One more. Here's the serve. That one is just long, just out of bounds. Serve error for Schultz, and the Hornets take the lead at 5-4. Into the lineup for Luther, Maggie Batine, front left, and Soleil Ewing will serve. Soleil with a serve, fielded now by Anderson, up into the stands now, bringing it back is Barr. Hornets work it again. Here's Darling setting it up. Paul takes it over. That one is just out of bounds. That'll make it 5-5 here in the fourth. Luther brings Addie Shopper back in. She's a sophomore, and she will serve. The Hornets in serve receive mode, tied at 5. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Here's the set right side. Shot over the top by Pauls. Played by Luther, and Clark gets it over. Back row, here's Meaden. Darling, Huber, yes, well played. Hornets take a 6-5 lead on a kill by Madeline Huber. In to serve is Ava Cosgrove, Taylor Hefner, front left for Richland Center, and the Hornets will serve it up. Cosgrove drives it back row, and Luther bumps it to the right side. Clark chases it. They won't get it back to the net. That's four hits. And the Hornets take a two-point lead, 7-5, here in the fourth. Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. Cosgrove steps up, left-handed serve. Fielded now back row by Shopper. Pass to the middle, and then a slam dunk for Sienna Horseman. Horseman gets the kill. That makes it 7-6. Coming in to serve is Marley Krause for Luther. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Hanging on to a one-point lead here in the fourth set. Krause with the approach. There's the serve. Dug now far side by Ewing. Back to the right. There's Hefner driving it over. Played now by Luther. They'll set it over. Played by Tidrick. Cosgrove to Pauls. He'll take it down the line. Cut off by Luther. Pass to the right side. They take a shot. Diving dig there by the Hornets. And they can't play the carom. It was a diving dig by Meaden that hit the net. And then Tidrick and company couldn't field it. That's a tough bounce. And that makes it 7-7. Good hit prior to that by Schiebel. Here comes the serve by Krause of Luther. Hornets play it back row. That's Meaden. Cosgrove back to Pauls. She got it through the wall. And then there's a lift called on Luther. And the Hornets jump ahead, 8-7. Lily Tidrick is going to serve. Ella Weiss in the front left. And the Hornets with the serve. That one cut off by Luther. They'll pass to the left side. Here is Schiebel, rainbowing it over. Ewing to Cosgrove. Near side, Pauls for the kill. Back row, good dig by Krause. Pass to the far side. Schiebel takes a shot, but it's out of bounds. And the Hornets go up by 2. 9-7 here in the fourth. If you're just joining us, we're looking at Luther leading this one. 2-1. Hornets need a win. They're up by 2 in the fourth. There's the dig by Luther. They'll set it. Shot into the net. And it's a 3-point lead for the Hornets. 10-7 here in the fourth. Back to serve will be the Hornets after the timeout. Timeout is taken. That'll give us an update on the scoreboard here. Mineral Point has defeated Wisconsin Heights 3-0. Brookwood has swept Kickapoo tonight 3-0. You know, Kickapoo played really well the other night against Riverdale. But Brookwood gets the best of them tonight. Brookwood the higher seed. Elsewhere, Belmont has swept Potosi. Royals up on DeSoto 2-1. Looks like Seneca's leading Wanewoc Center. Correction on that earlier score, 2-0. Seneca is in the lead. Donjil was up on River Valley 2-1 last we knew in that one. River Valley and Richland Center soccer last we knew were on a lightning delay. And again, you've got to wait 30 minutes following a vision or a view of lightning. And sometimes you can wait a long time. You reset that clock every time it happens, and so sometimes you'll go 10, 15 minutes and say, hey, we're good. All of a sudden, nope, we're not. So we'll see how that goes. Here's the serve by the Hornets leading 10-7. And there's the shot by Luther. They'll get it down with a big hit. from Siena Horsemen, and they're back on track after the timeout. It is 10-8. Horsemen has been kind of a thorn in the Hornets' side tonight. Serving will be Ellie Barr. Barr with a line drive serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Set by Cosgrove. Pauls drives it over. Free balled by the Luther Knights, and Weiss at the block kill. Ella Weiss puts it down. That'll make it 11-8. So good play by the Hornets sophomore. Danica Pauls will serve. Danica with a run-up. There's the line drive serve. Near side. Barr can't get it. That's an ace. And the Hornets go up by four. 12-8. Great place for an ace by Danica Pauls. Pauls gets the ball back. Danica with the run-up. And here's the line drive serve. And bumping into each other, Luther. They're going to keep it going now. And then finally getting it over by Bettine. Here's the set by Cosgrove. Shot by Ewing. Free ball back by Luther. Great dig there by Krause. Here's the set to Weiss. Her shot is out of bounds. Close one. 12-9. The score. Side out for Luther. Hornets leading this one. Belomotsky returns to the front row for Luther. And here we are. Here comes the run-up and the serve by Zittel. Fielded now by Pauls. Tough one. Darling, and now getting it over, but behind the antenna was Ewing. That's a point for Luther. Soleil chased it as far as she could. Almost got it around the antenna, but did not. 12-10 now. Within two, Luther. There's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Darling back to Weiss. She'll drive it over and in. Ella Weiss stepping up here in this fourth, and that makes it 13-10, Richland Center. So Chloe Darling will serve. Darling stepping up. Hornets by three in the fourth. There's a line drive serve fielded by Barr. There's the set to the middle. Taking a shot and getting it in is Maggie Bettine. And it's 13-11. Bettine gets into the act. That's her second kill here in this fourth set. Hornets in serve-receive mode here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Here comes the approach by Anderson. There's the serve. It's long, and that'll give it right back to Richland Center, and a point, 14-11. Richland Center will serve. Carly Meaden will do the honors. Lily Tidrick back in the front left for Richland Center. Luther in serve-receive mode. Here's the serve. Fielded by Barr, and that's going to be nobody taking that second pass. It just dropped in, and the Hornets lead by four, 15-11. Serving for Richland Center, number 14, Carly Meaden. Here's the serve, dug by Luther. There's the set to the middle, taking a shot over the top, and down it goes for Motsky. Motsky makes it a three-point set, 15-12. Siena Horsemen rotates back in for Luther, and Kayla Schultz will serve. Richland Center by three in the fourth. RC needs to win to force it to a fifth, and there's a net serve by Luther, 16-12. Luther had so much going for them in the previous set, and now this set, struggling a little bit, feeling the pressure. The Hornets trying to keep the pressure on. There's the serve. Kept live now by Barr and punched over by Zittel. There's the set by Darling. Pauls for the kill. Blocked straight up but out of bounds by Luther. And the Hornets take a five-point lead at 17-12. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center. Up by five in the fourth, and Onalaska will use another timeout. Onalaska, Luther leading it 2-1, but the Hornets lead in the fourth, 17-12. How quickly momentum changes. Looks like the Richland Center River Valley soccer match is still under a delay tonight. River Valley was leading 1-0 at last word. Be interesting to see how long they wait on that one. It has to be finished, and being that close, it's you can't call a WIAA tournament game, so hopefully they can get it in tonight, or they would most likely have to come back and finish it tomorrow, and the next round, the regional final is on Saturday. So we'll see how that one goes, but still under delay. Ithaca leading North Crawford 2-1 in Ridge and Valley rematch going on tonight in the WIAA tournament for the right to face Seneca or Wallywalk. Seneca's up 2-0. Here's the serve. That is an ace for the Hornets. 18-12, they lead. Big serve out of the timeout for Soleil Ewing. Into the lineup is number 13, Maddie Glady for Luther. And Soleil Ewing will start it again. There's the serve. Fielded now by Luther. Set to the right side. Taking a shot is Horseman. Fielded by the Hornets. Huber on the far side. Tough pass. Can't get it. And that makes it 18-13. Luther within five. And Addie Schopper will serve. It appears the thunder and lightning have stopped here in Richland Center. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. No, and Darling and Meaden go chasing it. Paul's trying to get it over from way in the back of the gym and can't do it. So Luther all of a sudden is within four. It is 18-14. Schopper with the run-up. Here's the serve. Fielded by Ewing. Here's the set by Darling. Pauls takes a shot. That is out of bounds, but tipped by Luther. That'll make it 19-14. Danica Pauls putting a charge into one. Hefner and Cosgrove check back in. Hornets by five in the fourth, trying to force it to a fifth set. Ava Cosgrove with the run-up. Here is the serve. Fielded now by Barr. Setting it to the left side. There's the shot by Glady. Blocked back again by the Hornets. Pushed back by Horseman. Cosgrove setting it up. Here is Tidrick taking it over. Luther passing it left side. Shot blocked by the Hornets. Out it goes. Hefner and Tidrick combining on that right side. And the Hornets go up by six. 20-14 here in the fourth. Audrey Clark is into the front row for Luther. And Cosgrove will serve for the Hornets. Here it is. Kept live by Luther. Back to the right side. Taking it over there is Clark. Fielded now by Meaden. Punched over by Pauls. Back row, Luther. Quick set to the middle, and then down it goes for Sienna Horseman. 20-15. Horseman with the kill. For Luther, Kayla Schiebel is in. And also Marley Krause. Krause will serve. Hornets by five in the fourth. Hornets need this one. Here's the serve. Ball goes far side. Free ball by the Hornets. Blocked back by Schiebel. And now the Hornets try again. Knuckling it over is going to be Tidrick. Pushed back by Barr. Hornets try again from the right side. Pauls softly gets it over and down it goes. Hornets getting their mojo back. 21-15. Serving will be Lily Tidrick. Hornets leading by six here in the fourth. Tidrick will approach it, now serve it, and it is long out of bounds. 21-16. 5-point edge for the Hornets, and Ellie Barr will serve for the Luther Knight. Here's the serve. Fielded by Meaden, and the Hornets pass it with Ewing. Right side, Hefner gets it over. Fielded now by Luther. Back to the middle and punched over by Zittel. Pass to Cosgrove on the right side. Hefner takes a shot, but that one is out of bounds. Luther pulls it within four. 21-17 down the stretch. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Cosgrove right side. Paul softly taps it over. Luther keeps it live. They'll punch it over on the hit by Schopper. Here's the set in the middle, and it's down for Ella Weiss. Weiss makes it 22-17. Boy, she's come up big here in the fourth. So a kill for the Hornets. They're three away from going to the fifth game. Here's the serve by Poles. Now saved by Barr. Quick set. Luther takes it over. Tipped by the Hornets. Down it goes. Bettine keeps her team alive. 22-18 the score. Allie Zittel will serve. Alley with a run-up. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Set right side. And the shot by Ewing. Backed up by Luther. They'll pass it to the left side. Here's Schiebel. And into that for Luther. Hornets lead 23-18. 5-point edge for RC. Chloe Darling back to serve. Maddie Huber in the front left for Richland Center now. The Hornets trying to finish out. They need two more points to get to the fifth, and that one is out of bounds. Service error for the Hornets, and that makes it 23-19. Cameron Anderson returns for Luther. She will serve for Coach Dan Larson. Hornets 23, Luther 19 in the fourth. Here's the serve. That one cut off now by Pauls. Here's the set right side. Ewing takes it down the line. Good dig there by Zittel. Barr makes the pass. Shot over the top by Schopper. Hornets try again. Darling goes to Huber. Her shot is in. And the Hornets have game point. 24-19. Maddie Huber with a big hit right there. Serving will be Carly Meaden. Hornets need a point to push it to a fifth set here this evening. Here's the serve. Far side, fielded by Luther. They'll get it back to the middle, and then Bettine gets it over. Fielded by Meaden. Here's Darling setting up. Pauls for the win. There it is. Hornets take the win here in the fourth, but there is still work to be done. Richland Center, with its back against the wall, wins to force a fifth. 25-19 the score here in the fourth. We go to a fifth. The captains will meet, and this one to determine who advances in the WIAA tournament. That is coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets win in the fourth, so the Hornets win the first and the fourth. Luther wins the second and third, and here we go toward the fifth. The best to 15, and we'll see how it goes here tonight. In the fourth, Hornets are led by Soleil Ewing with two kills and an ace. Ella Weiss came up big with a couple of kills, and Maddie Huber had a couple of kills for Richland Center. Danica Pauls had an ace, and Richland Center gets out with a 25-19 victory. Now, the Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide Phil Nee flip phone. Royal is up, was up. Now it's 2-2, Royal and DeSoto. Dodgeville has won against River Valley 3-1. Also, at last word, Ithaca was leading North Crawford 2-1. Highland sweeps Wazika Steuben. Edgewood over Wisconsin Dells tonight in 3. Middle Point sweeps Wisconsin Heights. Brookwood sweeps Kickapoo. And Aquinas gets a 3-1 win over Darlington, so Aquinas waits in the wings for the winner of this one here this evening. Hornets going to the left court, closest to their student section, and Luther going to the right side. Luther's got a good following here tonight. That's a long drive to get here. So who's going to start serving? Looks like Richland Center will. The first one to 15 wins. Both teams have had moments where they looked unstoppable and other moments where they did not. And here we go. Richland Center will serve. Ball starts all the way past the basketball, out of bounds, and gets an ace. And that's a good way to start. 1-0. Danica Pauls with the ace. Pauls, Cosgrove, and Meaden in the back row. Hornets with Weiss, Tidrick, and Darling in the front. And here we go. There's the serve by Pauls. Fielded now by Luther. They'll get it back to the front and then drive it over on a big kill by Schiebel. And we're even. 1-1. And Luther gets into rhythm there. They are pretty tough to stop. Again, they've got a couple of big hitters in there each time they rotate. They've got three really solid hitters. And one on the bench, they rotate around. Here's the serve, fielded by Cosgrove. Now it's going to be Darling passing it to the net. Hornets can't play the carom. Ewing tried to get it, and it is a point for Luther. That'll make it 2-1. Every point pretty precious here when you play to 15. Ewing and the Hornets trying to get back on track. There's the serve, dug by Ewing. Darling, left side, passes to Meaden, and hit number 3, can't get it over. Each pass went a little further from the net, and Carley trying to salvage it and could not. 3-1, Luther here in the fifth. Here's the run-up. That serve on the far side, dug there by Ewing. Passed by Weiss, and Darling gets it over. Fielded now by Luther, back to the middle, and then knuckling it over is the hitter Bettine. Back to Weiss, he'll take a swing, drives it out of bounds. Luther goes up 4-1 here in the fifth. Back to serve, Allie Zittel. Zittel with a run up, here's the line drive serve, fielded now by Ewing. Darling gives it right back to her. Soleil shot blocked by Luther, but out of bounds. And the Hornets get a point. 4-2. Maddie Huber returns to the front row. Darling is back to serve. Luther leading 4-2 in the fifth. Chloe Darling with the serve. Here's one fielded by Luther. Tough pass, hit number 2. They bring it back to the center, and then Schiebel gets it over. There's Ewing getting it right back from Darling. Shot is blocked by Luther, but out of bounds. That'll make it 4-3. Chloe Darling trying to keep it going for the Hornets, looking to tie here in the fifth. Couple of dribbles, and now she steps up and drives it right down the middle. Fielded by Krause. Here's the set right side. Motzke shot into the net, and we're tied. 4-4 here in the fifth. Darling trying to keep it going now. Richland Center has scored 3 in a row. Darling with a couple of dribbles, and now here's the approach. Serves it down the middle and misplayed by Luther, and it's a 5-4 Richland Center lead. Darling just putting it in play, making them play it here. Hornets have a couple of aces in this fifth set. Darling will serve again. 5-4 Hornets. This one played by Krause, passing it to the right side, and now getting it over is Barr. Weiss down to the left side, Ewing for the kill, fielded now by Luther, back to the right side. They swing and miss on a hit by Bettine, and that makes it 6-4, and they want a timeout. Luther had played so well, and they struggled here in this fifth set now. As of late, the Hornets are on track, but wait, there's always more the way this one is matched up tonight. Each team has had a moment where they looked unstoppable and another moment where they looked pretty vulnerable. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
6-4, Hornets lead in the fifth and final set here tonight. Back it goes, and Darling is ready to serve. Here we go. It's fielded by Luther. Oh, they struggle, juggle, and they can't get it over. Boy, Luther is really struggling on serve receive now, something they weren't doing earlier. That makes it 7-4, and Darling, this continues to make them play it. She will serve again. Chloe with the whistle. There's the serve. That one played on the near side. Now fielded by Zittel. Passes, and now it's driven over by Schiebel. Pass to the right side. Darling gets it over. Back row, Luther. They'll work it now to Shopper. She'll drive it over. Fielded by Darling. Huber sets up Ewing down the line. Yes. Soleil Ewing makes it 8-4. Ewing with a kill. Hornets haven't really been able to get her in the act. Luther's done a pretty good job of boxing her out and working the ball back to Chloe Darling again. Man, she's been on a roll, seven in a row. Here's the serve. Fielded by Zittel. Ball to the right side, and now punching it over his Shopper. Cut off by Darling. Huber left side. Ewing for the kill. Yes, it is. 9-4. Back-to-back kills for Soleil Ewing of Richland Center. Bella Motzke returns to the Luther lineup in the back row, trying to give them a little bit of support. Hornets by 5 in the fifth. Chloe Darling with a serve. Fielded now on the near side by Krause. Pass now to Motzke. She'll take it over. Ewing passes to the net. Darling gives it right back. Ewing down the line. Fielded by Luther. They'll work it now to the power hitter. It's Motzke driving it back row. Hornets set it. Huber takes the shot into the net. That's a point for Luther. That makes it 9-5. Hornets by 4 here in the fifth. Cameron Anderson will serve for Luther. Gets the whistle. And Anderson with a line drive serve. Nice dig by Pauls. Here's Weiss. Huber gets it over, drops it in. Wow, that one had eyes for Maddie Huber. What a play. Hornets by 5, 10-5. Maddie has had a couple of just phenomenal plays here in the last couple of sets. And the Hornets will serve again. It is Meaden. Hornets by 5. There's the serve. Dug by Barr. Here comes the set. Right side shot into the net by Batin. And the Hornets lead by 6. 11-5. RC leading by 6. They're within 4 of going out. Maddie Glady is back into the front row for Luther. Hornets will serve. Here comes the approach. Meaden with the serve. Back row. Fielded there by Schiebel. Back to the near side. Knuckled over by Clark. Played by the Hornets. There's the pass to Darling. Gets it to Meaden. She gets it over. Here's Barr setting it up. Shot down the line. Out of bounds on the attempt by Maggie Batin. And the Hornets are within 3 of going out. 12-5. Timeout. Luther. Boy, what a seesaw battle it has been tonight. Hornets won the opener. Luther won the next two. Hornets were on the ropes. Richland Center won the fourth, and now they lead by 7 here in the fifth. Philly Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. West Salem has defeated Reedsburg 3-1. Cuba City over Viroqua 3-1 tonight. Aquinas 3-1 over Darlington as well. Dodgeville gets the win against River Valley, 3-1. At last word, River Valley was up 1-0 on Richland Center in soccer. They were under a lightning delay, but I presume they might be getting that one started if they hadn't already been able to get that resumed. 12-5, the score here at the RCHS Fieldhouse. Hornets by 7 within three of going out. Carly Meaden gets the whistle. Runs up, and here's the serve. Fielded now by Luther. They keep it on a tough pass to the right side, and then driving it over is Clark. In the middle of the Hornets, here's Darling for Ewing. Ball tapped over, blocked out of bounds by Luther. And the Hornets are within two of going out. 13-5. Kayla Schultz checks back into the front. No, the back row, that is, for Luther. And Carly Meaden will serve for Richland Center. Here's the run-up and the serve. No, net serve. 13-6. Luther gets a point back and the side out. Maggie Bettine will serve. Bettine to the back row. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Pass by Ewing. Right side. Knuckled over by Tidrick. Played now by Clark. And she gets it back. Drives it over. Here's the set. Now Tidrick softly taps it over. Nice fielding at Clark. Gets it back to the right side. Shot over by Horseman. Played by Meaden. Back to the right side. Ewing drives it through the wall. Kept live by Luther. And on hit number three, they get it over on the shot by Zittel. Here's the set. Ewing on the line. Drives it in. Soleil Ewing gives the Hornets game point. 14-6. RC all the way back. Within one of winning two in a row and taking it to the next level. Soleil Ewing will serve. Hornet fans are on their feet. Ewing with the serve. Fielded now by Luther. There's the set by Zittel. Shot by Clark. Back row Hornets. Ewing. There's the set. Shot over the top by Tidrick. Diving dig by Luther. And they can't get it over. And the Hornets win. The Hornets survive. 15-6. The final. Richland Center wins in five sets tonight. In this battle of five and four seeds, we knew coming in it was going to be a match, and it certainly has been. Standing old from both sides. Outstanding effort by these young ladies tonight on both sides of the net. Hornets win it 3-2, and they're moving on to play in lacrosse on Saturday night against Aquinas. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next, and we'll have some interviews after this one as well. In just a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Congratulations to the Hornets on a victory here tonight. 3-2. They win the opener way back when, 25-14. And then coming on to win the next two, it was a win for Luther, 25-15, 25-23, before the Hornets rebounded to win 25-19 and 15-6. Your Duncan Rewards turning point tonight. We're going with Maddie Huber's play in the fifth set. Had a couple of just phenomenal plays. Got a key kill to put them up by 5 points. And a turning point in this one as the Hornets built a lead and pulled away from a close match. In fact, Luther started out in his fifth set leading 4-1. And Richland Center went on a roll and got up 9-4 through the serving of Carly Meaden. But certainly the play of Huber and some of the unsung heroes here for the Hornets and their rotation helped them get a victory here tonight over visiting Luther. Our action on WRCO Radio and the turning point of the game sponsored by Duncan Rewards. Stop by in Richland Center and find your rewards. This is high school volleyball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family-owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Pleased to have a couple of the seniors in here as Richland Center gets a 3-2 victory tonight. We have Carly Meaden. We have Soleil Ewing. My gosh, this one is something else here. Were you as nervous as everybody else in the stands, or did you feel it when you're out there playing, Carly?
I kind of felt it from the start because, like, I had faith in our team, and I knew that we could beat them because I just believed in our team, and I knew we could do it.
Well, you came out, and that first one, I don't want to say it was easy, but you're cruising. You're cruising along, and all of a sudden, they kind of snapped back, played like you figured that they would play, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, our blocks really saved us there, and we just can't let down. We just got to keep pushing through and pushing until the end.
Yeah. And you've done it really well. And your rotations, everybody that Coach Johnson rotated in there had some sort of contribution tonight, didn't they?
Yes, everyone played very well. Everyone did their part.
How many volleyball matches have you guys played together? Any idea? Did you go back all through the years?
It's got to be over 100.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's well over 100, maybe like two. But.
Wow. So what did Coach tell you when you're down? You're down, you got to win two in a row to get back. Did he tell you anything special or just kind of tell you to do what you do?
He just said we just got to all come together as a team, and we're not going to do it if we don't play as a team. That's the only way.
Good serving tonight as well. You kind of got on a roll, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you.
That you were just putting in play, making them go with it, right?
Yeah.
That's what you had to do. What's special about this team? What do you like about playing together in this season so far?
I just love how we all like have such a good friendship, and no one really has a grudge against anyone on this team. We just play so well together, and we get along well, and it helps. It really does.
Well, that is a rarity.
Yeah, right.
Carly, thank you for coming up. Good job. Soleil, nice job here tonight. How does it feel to get the win?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. We came into the game, you know, 4-5 seed. You know it was going to be a tough game, but I think our team really pulled through and finished it how we should.
Some of your kills are amazing, you know, and you had some tonight. They were doing a pretty good job on you for a while, weren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of a struggle. It's more of a mental thing when you're getting blocked. So you kind of just have to put your pride aside and do what's best for the team, you know. Instead of just swinging away, you have to kind of play smarter than you would want to, you know, but you still get the kills that you need.
Let me ask you something. What is your vertical leap? Have you measured that?
I've had multiple people guess. The last time I checked, it was 31. People have guessed 35. I don't know. I'm not trying to brag, but yeah.
So that's, 35, so that's like 32 more than I did when I was in high school, probably. That's amazing. You spent a lot of time in the weight room, though, didn't you?
Yeah, off-season I did a lot of weightlifting just, you know, get myself stronger and, you know, reduce the risk of injury, so.
Sure. Volleyball is your sport?
And track.
And track, right.
Yeah.
In-season volleyball is a favorite, though, right?
Yes, it's my favorite sport.
So if you guys are playing, Coach, what do you have to do if you're going to do well at the next level here against Aquinas?
I think we just need to, you know, really lock in at our practice tomorrow and watching film and just being us, you know, not letting the nerves and realizing that the pressure's on them. They're the number one team in Division III and their home game. So I think if we just come in and play us, we'll be okay.
It's exciting to go up and see how you do, right?
Yeah, it'll be a good test.
Absolutely. What are you guys looking at doing next year? Put you on the spot. Have you thought about post-high school, Carly?
Yeah, I'm going to go to cosmetology school at Madison Technical College.
Awesome. So, eh?
I'll be either going to UW-Madison or Edgewood for physical therapy.
Oh, good for you. All right. Thanks for coming up, you guys. We really enjoyed this. I've really enjoyed watching your careers. You bet. Soleil Ewing and Carly Meaden joining us here on WRCO. A five-set win for the Hornets tonight. We didn't recap the stats in that fifth set. Two aces for Chloe Darling. We had three kills from Soleil Ewing. We had an ace from Danica Pauls, and that was it. Certainly some really good serving in the mix there. And Meaden and Darling and the company doing a good job in the back row. And in the front row, again, leading the way, Soleil Ewing. She had a couple of kills in that first one along the way. I take that back. Five kills in the opener. She had four kills in the second, two in the third, and a total of two in the fourth. And then kind of got back on track with three in the fifth. And the victory goes to the Richland Center Hornets tonight. Now let's check that filmy flip phone tonight for the last time, if it still has battery. Yes, it does. Royal gets the win, 3-2 over DeSoto. Seneca, is that right? Seneca and Wonnewak Center tied at 2. Ithaca and North Crawford tonight. Ithaca gets the win, 3-1 over North Crawford. So the Bulldogs will play in the regional final coming up on Saturday night. I understand the fourth set at Ithaca was pretty close tonight, Ithaca winning it by 2 in the end. West Salem has defeated Reedsburg 3-1. Cuba City 3-1 over Viroqua. Aquinas gets the win over Darlington 3-1. DeSoto and Royal tied at 2. And let's see. The year ended for River Valley earlier tonight, 3-1. River Valley had a great win against Westby on Tuesday night. And challenge Dodgeville tonight, but the Dodgers move on to the regional final. And as mentioned, 1-0 was the lead for River Valley in high school soccer in a match that was delayed by lightning earlier this evening, but it has resumed. So Tim Thede will get some final scores on that here as the night goes on. And Tim says, yes, that is right. Seneca, because Seneca was up 2-0 in that match tonight, and it is 2-2 right now. So Wonnewak Center has come back to win 2 in a row. The winner of that match will face Ithaca on Saturday night in the regional championship. Well, that's all for now. Thank you so much for joining us. An exciting one tonight. The Hornets get the victory on their final match at home here in the regional. But if they could somehow keep winning, Richland Center is the site for the Division III sectional championship. So I'm not going to say it's their final one, but it certainly would be an uphill battle to get back here, but you can't say it's the final one. They did win here this evening in a total of 5 over Luther. And thanks to Mr. Fabulous Tim Thede, our engineer back home at the studios, kept us afloat even during a lightning storm that kind of jolted the station and knocked us off just for a second, but we made it back. And a very memorable night here tonight for the Hornets and their seniors. And we'll salute Soleil Ewing, Lily Tidrick, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Ava Cosgrove, and Maddie Huber. They all played a role here this evening, leading the way for the Richland Center Hornets. And the Luther Knights doing a great job as well, pushing the Hornets to the limit tonight before RC gets the win. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be joining you with high school football tomorrow night, our featured game of the week from Ithaca. The Bulldogs play host to Randolph in what should be a really nice game on the opening night of the high school football postseason. Phil Nee signing off. Have a great rest of your night, and thank you for supporting high school sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Looks like everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an airplane. It's her sister's girl. She wouldn't miss it for the world.